Blog Talk Radio.
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
Good morning. How's everybody doing this fine Saturday? It is a beautiful day out again. Another great Saturday to head out to the racetrack and get to see some racing today. All right. We're here for a very special Saturday morning show. We are hoping to be joined by Christina to get us all caught up on all the dirt racing stuff that's been going on over the last week or so. Plus, we'll kind of recap and break down what happened last Saturday at Wayne County Speedway. We had some racing last night down at Daytona in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So we will kind of break some of that down as well. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hope you guys are joining us from wherever you're at. Hope it's nice. And hope it's a great, hope you guys had a great 4th of July holiday. Hope you still have all 10 fingers after whatever you might have been doing for the 4th. But it was, it's been a good week so far. We had a little bit of rain off and on here and there the last couple days, but nothing that would have been enough to cancel any plans. So hope everybody's been having a great 4th of July holiday so far and weekend. A lot of you guys probably had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. So enjoy your beautiful 4-day weekend and maybe get out to a racetrack and catch some racing this weekend. So we'll go ahead and do our little sponsor stuff that we have to do every show. Of course, as you heard at the beginning, this is the 357 Woodworks Studios, and I'm glad that we could sponsor up with Scott Heim over there at 357 Woodworks. It's a little thing that he started himself, a little company that he has, and as you can tell from the name of the company, it is a woodworking studio. They do custom stuff. They do custom kitchen, dining room, stuff like that, kitchen tables. They'll do bread boxes. I think he has an inventory of cutting boards that he keeps on hand if you would like to just purchase one. But basically, everything he does is customized. As far as he just did a big dollhouse for a family, for their daughter, one of those American girls. That she has the those dolls. So he did a big dollhouse for that. He'll do custom stuff, custom cabinets, custom end tables, dining room, kitchen tables, chairs, sets, stuff like that. You can find them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks. Just look up 357 Woodworks on Facebook. Also, I believe they are on Instagram. So make sure you give them a follow, give them a like. Let them know that you heard about them here on the Fast Lane Sports Show. and that you are happy that they partnered up with us and got on the show. So we are live from the 357 Woodworks Studios. And again, I appreciate Scott Heim jumping over to us and being with us here on the show. All right. Also, as you know, each and every guest joins us each and every show on the Barbasol Shave phone lines. We are happy to have Barbasol as a part of our show. Just trying to find my notebook here. I am not very organized this morning. There we go. So each and every guest in 2019 will be joining the show once again on the Barbasol Shave phone line. Don't forget to look for the all-new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus Razor. It features an ultra trimmer 7th blade for refining and styling. Barbasol has also refined the close shave technology that includes clean rinse, ultra thin blades, and a pivoting head. And for that close, comfortable shave, be sure to also look for and use Barbasol Shave Cream. Those products can be found wherever shaving products are found, are sold. So be sure to look for the all-new Barbasol Razors and a can of Barbasol Shave Cream to go with that razor as well. Also, if you are in the immediate Stark County area and you are looking to get back into a gym, maybe get to a gym for the first time ever, if you're looking to get back in shape, maybe you're looking to get in shape or whatever it is that you might be looking to do, whether it's just cardio, lifting weights, bodybuilding, anything like that. I joined a gym this year in Louisville. It's called Fitness Masters. It's right on Route 44 outside of Louisville. It's about 10 minutes from my house. I go there in the early afternoon, right before work, meet up with the guy that I work with. We go there from like 11:30 to 1:30. It's a nice little gym. He's got everything that you could want: treadmills, ellipticals, Stairmaster, stuff for cardio. He's got free weights, weight machines, Smith machine, you know, everything, anything and everything that you could think that you would want to do at a gym to either get in shape, to maintain shape, whatever you're looking to do, just cardio. Maybe you want to get into bodybuilding, give Fitness Masters, check them out, try them out. Dave's the owner. He's a great guy. He lives right there, right next to the gym. So he's always on. He's retired. So he's always either in the gym or at the house. He's always accessible. You can always get a hold of him. Even if he's not in the gym, you can call him. He pretty much just stays right there all day. So anytime that they're open. So be sure to give Fitness Masters. Their phone number is 330-875-5916. And again, they are in Louisville, Ohio. So that's pretty much just if you, you know, if you live close. Obviously, you're not going to travel from Pennsylvania to go to the gym. So for any of our PA listeners, that probably doesn't benefit you, but they are a part of the show, so we will give them a shout out as well. All right, so who's ready to dive right in here and get going? We were last weekend, we were at Wayne County Speedway, and last Saturday was a blast. We had a little bit of rain come through just a few minutes. The second time it came through, though, it was enough to where they lost the track. But Wayne County has probably one of the best track prep crews in the state for sure. I mean, they busted their butts and worked on that track, got it back ready. I think it was about an hour delay. We had the first rain came through right after the hot laps. Right after everybody was out on the track, got their engines fired up and warmed up, right before heat races, we had a little sprinkle that came through enough that they had to run some track equipment around for about 20 minutes. Nothing too major, And then we got back to racing, did all the heat laps, did all the heat races for all the divisions, ran the sprint main, the A main feature, ran that. Right after that was over, it poured. I mean, it came down in buckets for about 10 minutes or so. It was enough to where it washed out the track, but they didn't cancel. They said that they were going to get the track back ready, and by golly, they did. They went out there and worked on the track, ran the track equipment around, got it worked back in, even had some drivers come out once they got a little bit of it dry, had some drivers come out and run around it with their cars to try and put some heat into the track, got it back up and ready, and ran the final three features for the super late models, the super stock cars, and the mini stocks. So we were able to get all racing in last Saturday night. And I was there till probably about 1 o'clock in the morning, but we got it all in and saw a heck of a show with all the divisions. The sprint cars put on a great show. Dean Jacobs won over there. That was his second win of the year. He is only one of three drivers to win this year. That was only their fourth points paying race of the season at Wayne County for the sprints this year. So they were excited to get the racing in, and I was too. It was nice to be back at the racetrack, especially at Wayne County Speedway. I love going over there. It's a great little short track, dirt track. They put on a heck of a show. Jason is the owner. We were able to talk to Jason after all the racing before we left. He came down, did like a little briefing with everybody, all the employees there. They all met in the concessions and had a little, like a little briefing for after all the racing, what needs to be done in the weeks coming up, a little job meeting that they have every Saturday after the racing. So that was pretty neat to see that. And then afterwards, I was able to have an interview with him, and that was on Facebook Live. So you were able to see that interview. We did some live stuff throughout the night. We even came on air, did a live radio show from the racetrack. That was a first for us. Of course, with the help of Christina Manning, the 357 Woodwork Studios from back down in Florida. She was manning the studios and I was at the racetrack, and that was pretty neat for us to do that and try that. And it was pretty fun. Did some Facebook live videos, did some Twitter live videos, did the live radio show at intermission. So it was all in all, it was a great time. I had a blast. Seen some friends there at the track, and got to enjoy some racing, and plus it was Dollar Dog Night, so it was just an all around great night. Get somebody from Wayne County to come on the show later today, hopefully, and we'll break down some more racing with them, see what they've got coming up today and then the next couple weeks. So we'll see what we can do. Christina is up. She's got her Starbucks. And it sounds like she will be ready to join us very soon. What we'll do, though, is we'll take a quick break. We'll take a quick commercial. I'll get some other stuff sorted out here. And then we'll be back to break down some more dirt racing.
Living in the northeast part of the country, we all know how dirty our cars can get during the winter. Between the road grime and salt, our cars look terrible. Don't spend your weekend or money at those touch-free car washes. Instead, take your car to Dan's Detailing. Dan takes the hassle out of getting a clean, showroom new-looking car. Visit him on Facebook or call 330-321-7974 to get a wash scheduled today. Dan will get that ride clean and looking new inside and out. He also specializes and ceramic coating, which will rejuvenate and renew that high-gloss shine. Just minutes south of Cleveland, call today and tell him you heard about Dan's Detailing on the Fast Lane Sports Show. 357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. You're listening to the Fastlane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.
All right, we are back. Yes, welcome to this Saturday edition of the Fastlane Sports Show. Saturday morning in the Fastlane, as we're calling it today. Special edition show. I'm thinking maybe doing this every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Having Christina join us on Saturday morning, we can break down the racing from the weekend, the week prior, check in and see how some of the dirt racing has gone and where we stand with the World of Outlaws, the All-Stars. When Christina comes on, she'll help us break down what happened with PA Speed Weeks, which I believe is all wrapped up now, or it wraps up today. So we'll check in with that, see how things are going with that. Also, we've reached out. We'll see if we can get Jason or Ryan on the show from Wayne County Speedway so we can talk about their show that they have for tonight over there. And we'll see if we can get anybody else to call in. I might do something special here in the last half hour of the show. Anybody that's listening, if you are joining us right now, might do a little giveaway. So we'll see. If you're listening and you're on listening to us live right now, hang in there. I might be giving. I've got some shirts. I might give a shirt away. So you never know. But stick around. We've got a great show. Break down what all is going on in the world of racing. So as soon as Christina gets on the line, we will bring her on and break down the dirt racing world. But as far as the NASCAR goes, they are down in Daytona this weekend. And of course, the Xfinity race was last night. And it sounds like Ross Chastain came out the victor in that race. It was a rain-delayed race, as they had a pretty big rainstorm come through there right before the race started. Flooded out everything. I seen some pictures of the infield, and it was just completely flooded, water everywhere. But the race went on, and Ross Chastain came through and gave Colleague Racing their first win at Daytona. So that was pretty neat. Also, it sounds like maybe the third place car got disqualified last night. So that sucks. I'm trying to look up here, see what happened. But yeah, sounds like Ross Chastain outlasted everybody for the win in the Xfinity series. We've also got some Cup guys failed pre-qualifying tech. Looks like Ryan Newman, the number 6 car for Roush Fenway Racing, he failed twice for Saturday's race. Looks like his engineer got ejected Friday afternoon for the remainder of the weekend. So that's not good. Let's see what else we got here. The number 15 premium motorsport Chevy, a Quinn Huff, failed technical inspection twice, lost their car chief. Both teams also lose 15 minutes of practice time at the next championship points event. Looks like that was the only two, just those two. We had some big crashes last night in the race. I seen a couple of those, highlights of those. So it sounded like a pretty eventful race last night down in Daytona with Ross Chastain coming out on top. It's pretty neat to see him win. He's actually quite a unique story as far as coming up through the ranks. Just got a win a few weeks ago in the truck series, so that's pretty cool. But he's a pretty good driver. AJ Allmendinger got disqualified, it looks like, after the race. So we'll see. We'll look into that, and we'll see what happened with that. But other than that, yeah, Daytona tonight, and the Cup guys are going to be racing tonight at Daytona. And I heard a stat last night. I seen it on Twitter. It appears that was the first Xfinity race at Daytona without a Cup guy in the lineup. So I know a lot of fans that, you know, they always complain about Cup guys being in Xfinity series or the lower series, you know, Xfinity or truck series races all the time. So NASCAR's made improvements to try and cut back on that. And there you go. Last night was the first Xfinity race at Daytona without a Cup guy in the lineup. So hope you guys enjoyed the racing. Hope it was good. I wasn't able to watch too much of it. I caught some clips here and there to see, you know, some of the racing, but wasn't able to watch it. But hopefully the racing was good. You guys, you know, don't want Cup guys in those lower series. So they weren't in a race at Daytona. That's hard to believe. I believe Dale Jr. is the one that tweeted it and said that, you know, I find that hard to believe, but that's crazy. No Cup guys in the Xfinity race at Daytona. So crazy, crazy, crazy. But Ross Chastain comes out on top and gets the win down there at Daytona. So that's pretty neat. I can't wait to watch tonight's race. I think it's going to be pretty crazy, especially with everything that's been going on down there so far this weekend, especially in practice. I mean, it's getting guys are wrecking each other in practice and saying, you know, oh, I'm not going to lift. I'm not lifting no more. I'm not lifting. I mean, okay, that's fine in the race, but in practice, like, really? And it looked like you lifted anyway to me, and you still wrecked the guy. So I don't know. I think maybe somebody is a little frustrated because he hasn't won in so long so far. You know, he's won a couple times this year, but it's been a while now. He keeps seeing all these other Toyota guys, Kyle Busch, Truex Jr. winning and putting a little distance on him. So I think maybe somebody's getting a little frustrated with themselves or whatnot. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens tonight. See if anybody retaliates. Maybe, you know, maybe there's going to be some payback tonight. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. All right. We are about 25 minutes into the show now. So I think what we'll do is we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we will get Christina on with us so that she can break down PA Speed Weeks, maybe break down the All-Stars, see where they are at. I know they've had some issues the last week or so also with bad weather. I believe they were in the Midwest end of last week, beginning of this week. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on with the All-Stars, the World of Outlaws, and Breakdown PA Speed Week as soon as we get back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is our, we're done with our first half hour, and we are back now. It is almost 9:30, and we I think it's time to go ahead and break down the dirt racing. So let's see what we've got here for an intro. Yeah, here we go. Christina.
Hey, hey.
How's it going?
Well, living the dream. Hey.
Yeah. Well, this is Talking Dirty on the Fast Lane Sports Show here on the Saturday morning in the Fast Lane. And we are joined by Christina here on the Barbasol Shea phone lines. Christina, how's the weather? I hate to ask. I'm afraid to. I already know what the answer is, but how is the weather down there in your part of the country?
We're okay right now. We saw a bit of rain overnight, which is okay because, you know, overnight rain is always good. So no, we're at 83 degrees and, you know, we're dodging some bullets. There's rain all around us. Except for where we are. And since you recapped Daytona, be in for another long haul of waiting for a race. Considering as we speak right now, they're dry, but about let's say, well, they might actually miss them, but maybe around 3:30, you may see some rain. But, you know, who doesn't want to see rain at Daytona? I like this late night racing. So,
right.
Rain's been a theme in racing this week.
Yeah, it seems like this year, too. There's been quite a few races, especially Wayne County. I mean, they had a number of races in a row get rained out, and I'm sure it's been like that throughout the Midwest, Ohio, Pennsylvania. There's been several racetracks that have had to cancel multiple weekends so far this year because of Mother Nature. We almost got it last Saturday, but it only rained for a short period of time and just enough to where we lost the track for a few minutes. But that second rain at Wayne County last Saturday, it washed out the track pretty good, but they worked hard at it, and it was only down about an hour, and we were still able to get the final three features in for the super late models, super stocks, and the mini stocks. So we were able to get all the racing in last Saturday, and it was a blast. I know I was not able to get to the Jacobs, though. I know you wanted me to ask the Jacobs what it's like around the family supper table with all of them racing, and I wasn't able to get to them by the time there was a break in some of the action. A lot of the sprint guys had already left because the rain came through right after their feature, so a lot of those guys left. They weren't going to stick around. They really had no need to, but yeah, I was not able to get to the Jacobs for you, though, Christina, so I'll have to get to them maybe in a couple weeks if I head out that way.
Somebody needs to, even Wayne County. If Wayne County can find out, I need to know what it's like to be in that house when one beats the other. I come from a racing family, so I need to know what it, I know what it was like. We all were together, and what happened when one beat the other. But I mean, that's what racing's about. I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad everything worked out, even with the rain. I can't say the rain was a good thing last night, though, for dirt racing, considering we had lots of tracks race. Well, try to. Lots of tracks did not race due to Mother Nature. And, the World of Outlaws are at Cedar Lake Speedway this weekend. So last night they got everything but the feature in. They were in a holding pattern in between. It would rain, it would stop, they would do the heats, time trials, this, that, everything, and, you know, under the sun, except for run the feature. So they're going to run the feature tonight before they do Saturday night's festivities, since we got blessed that they have two nights at Cedar Lake Speedway, so Cedar Lake Speedway isn't really losing out on anything, and neither are the drivers that put, you know, a lot into this every weekend. So, that was the World Outlaws weekend. other than that, we saw Brad Sweet win again. I mean, I there's nothing really, I don't know. If you follow the World Outlaws, you know Brad Sweet's winning a lot. I mean, it's, we said this last week, but it's a lot. I don't know if he's got the rabbit's foot. I don't know what he has going on. But, I mean, he's been winning. And he don't mess around. He likes to win. So, yeah, I think he's won 8 or 9, all together so far. So that's a lot. And the All-Star Circuit of Champions, the Ohio-based circuit, usually based in Ohio. They run all kinds of places all over the place. But last night, they did get the race in the great state of Texas. I get excited when we race in Texas, when anybody races in Texas. It's fun to watch them race when they're in Texas. And Aaron Russell takes it home again. Well, no, I lied to you. They were in Lernerville. They weren't in Texas, but they were here. It says Texas on the website, so disregard that. They're not in Texas. They raced at Lernerville last night, which is in Pennsylvania. mm-hmm. which is shocking that they got that in, considering the weather forecast in Pennsylvania was not the greatest. We did see, however, how a lap car became an issue in this race last night. Aaron Russell was not leading, you know, at the time this all happened. He was, I think, believe third at the time. But Pennsylvania native Brock Zierfoss ended up getting dumped by a lap car.
Whoa.
But I just want to make a note. And, you know, NASCAR drivers complain about the lap cars not getting out of the way. NASCAR, you haven't seen anything until you see this. It's the dirt is a whole other circuit. They do not move. They will not move. I mean, that's the beast of the nature. So it came down to, unfortunately, seeing Zierfoss not finish where he was slated to finish, let alone, you know, that he had a car better of where he finished, which we see that at a lot of tracks anyway. So Aaron Russell won, Paul McMahon was second, and Greg Wilson, who started, I believe, 20th or 22nd, and down in the bottoms there, he started way, way back. Wasn't a good night for, you know, Greg Wilson qualifying and so forth. He finished third. So, I mean, anything can happen on a dirt track. We've seen that this happen. So, speaking of the, you know, All-Star Circuit of Champions, let's talk points. I mean, we haven't talked points for a good bit when it comes to the All-Stars because, you know, like you said, Mother Nature, she's not the prettiest thing when it comes to racing. She's not the nicest person when it comes to racing. But, you know, Aaron Russell is leading the All-Star Circuit of Champions points by 20 points. That's how close it is. He's got a 20-point lead over Dale Blaney. That's Corey Eliason, Paul McMahon, and Brock Zierfoss rounds out your top five. And in the top 10, we'll see Greg Wilson 6th, Gerard McIntyre 7th, Skyler G 3rd, 8th, George Harbaugh, and Spencer Bass. And that rounds out your top 10. So in amongst them, being the Pennsylvania child I am, two PA Posse drivers turned All-Star Circuit of Champion drivers are in that top 10. Because Gerard McIntyre Jr. used to run locally, you know, he did a lot of 358s, 360s, ran a 410 here and there, and he hooked up with, you know, the team he's with now in the 07. And those guys, they've been running anywhere and everywhere. I don't know if they've really committed to running any particular series because they run all over the place. I've seen them with the All-Stars, the Outlaws. You know, they come back occasionally and run in PA. Which is good. And if anybody listened to Sling and Dirt or Slicks and Sticks back in the day, we were one of the first people to ever talk to Gerard on radio, which is nice. It was pretty cool. You know, we were one of the first people to, you know, get him on a radio show. He never wanted to do them. So, you know, but we rallied. We got that. But, I mean, they're running locally. The All-Stars will be in Sharon Speedway tonight, or, you know, weather pending. I mean, I'm not a weather person. I don't know much about weather. But we'll see if she plays nice. So that's about how it goes. The All-Stars have been hit with a lot of rain. It hasn't been a full season for them yet, you know, so to speak. Their season's seen a lot of wet weather. And so, you know, a good bit of the Outlaws have seen a good bit of rain. But mostly it's the local, you know, the local tracks. A lot of just, you know, that race every Saturday or every Friday, whichever, you know, or both. There's been a lot of rain. And Pennsylvania Speed Week saw a little bit of that, too, considering they did not run last night. Well, they did, but they didn't. Got time trials in. Time trials got in at Williams Grove Speedway last night, set the heat races up, and then bam, unloading and unleashing a fury of rain. So Williams Grove's 10,000 to win did not happen last night, unfortunately.
Is it scheduled for a different night?
Nope. We're going to round out PA Speed Week tonight at Port Royal Speedway. No, makeup dates are earlier in the week, which, I mean, we didn't even have to use any until it would have been last night, but nobody's going to run on Sunday. It's just going to be a washout. 10,000 to win, I don't know where that money goes. Probably back into the tracks pocket. I mean, I honestly don't know. I'm not entirely sure how that goes. But I will say the big disappointment for me, I still follow along. A lot of people know this. I do. If I'm able to, I'll pull it up on the, on the computer, or, hook it into my TV or whatnot. I'll try to watch if somebody's carrying it, because you can buy into all those, subscriptions and everything, and you can watch it at home. If you are like me, or, Pete, for that matter, living in Ohio or living in Florida, you can watch any of these, races for the most part online. But I'm really disappointed with the Hagerstown car numbers. The car count was seriously down for a July 4th show. We saw 22 sprint cars. Only 22. Mm. It was, and I know what everybody says. I've said it. This is why Hagerstown shouldn't be in Pennsylvania Speed Week. You're going out of Pennsylvania. Exactly. We're crossing borders. We're going to Maryland, and I love Hagerstown, but not for sprint car racing. I love Hagerstown for what it thrives upon, which is late model racing. And, all the other racing they do there. They're not big in the sprint cars in Maryland. I've noticed. I've learned. Not really. It's more of a, crate racing, or it's more, late models. Late models, if you run a late model, they love you in Maryland. Mm. They're not too keen on they're not keen on sprint cars.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They're just not. So, we can run this all down, because I believe we really didn't talk about who's won, considering, we really didn't have a chance. So, last Friday, opener, Lance DeWeese took the Speed Week opener. Not shocking. Lincoln Speedway, though, the first night of Lincoln Speedway, oh boy, fireworks. Mm. Danny Dietrich did something we've seen Danny Dietrich do a lot, which is try to pull a slide job, which everybody in the country knows what a slide job is now. Thank you, Dale Earnhardt Jr. for that. But so he tried. Operator Fortish tried. And didn't necessarily clear Brian Monteith with coming back up, across the track. Ended up taking himself and Brian Monteith out. That was for the win. That was for the lead. So Chad Trout came up with a huge $7,000 to win, which is good for them, too. That was a team that we weren't even sure was going to be, around after the car owner had passed away, but they decided to keep going, and I don't blame him. He runs like a champ at Lincoln. That's their local track, so they've ran well there. So then Sunday, we headed to Sealands Grove Speedway, and Dylan Cisney, Port Royal native, decided to make the tow for up Route 35, which is not that far. It's not that far from Port Royal to Sealands Grove, but he ended up picking up the win there, so winning night three of PA Speed Week. Then we went back to Lincoln Speedway. And, I was waiting to see if we would see more fireworks. There's going to be retribution. I mean, you often wonder, is there going to be payback or not? No. No, the real payback was Brian Monteith ended up winning, the night there. And we saw Kyle Larson and all those, NASCAR drivers invade a couple of nights. Then invade the whole week, obviously, considering they're in Daytona now, but lots of people got to see Christopher Bell race in a sprint car, which we have seen in person, as well as Kyle Larson and all them, which I thought they would have more of a stellar performance, I guess. But they didn't fare out too well at Lincoln. None of them did, but we headed to Grandview, which is where you see a lot of great modified racing and everything else. See lots of great racing there. But, you know, it's cool. They defeated Mother Nature, too. They got everything in before the rain poured there, too. But Christopher Bell came away and pocketed that $10,000. So, I mean, man, put him in a race car and he'll win. But, yeah, Christopher Bell pocketed that $10,000 to win. And then, yep. So then we went to my home track, Port Royal Speedway, and, you know, the usual Lance DeLeese one. And we're not shocked by that. So then, yeah, last night was rained out at Williams Grove Speedway. So tonight is a $7,000 to win. I think they're doing a little something extra because tonight is the Greg Hodnett Classic race, which for everybody that knows, Greg Hodnett passed away a little over a year ago in a sprint car wreck race at, you know, a local track up home. So Port Royal is honoring him the best way they know how. They're doing a 5K marathon in his honor today, too, out there. So, I mean, for anybody that likes to run, that's awesome, too. They're doing all sorts of fun things today to honor and, you know, memorialize Greg Hodnett and everything he's done for the sport. So that's going to be cool to see that they're going to run it out and end, you know, with that kind of race. So I'm going to be tuning into that and to NASCAR because, well, who wouldn't?
Right.
But, and so if, that's what it is. That's what we're going to do.
Well, we've got Christina with us on the Barbasol Shea phone line, breaking down the world of dirt for us like she does so very well. She keeps up on all of this with precision. I mean, this is her livelihood, and this is what she loves. And so she brings the knowledge and all the info to this show about dirt racing, and we appreciate her for doing that. Real quick, also tonight with Wayne County Speedway, if you're in this area and you're looking for something to do, I know a lot of cities and towns around here have done their fireworks already on Wednesday, Thursday. I know there's a couple places doing fireworks tonight for 4th of July. But if you don't have any plans for fireworks or anything like that, make sure you head out to Wayne County Speedway. There's some rain in the forecast for later, but not a whole lot, and it's kind of scattered. So I think we might get some racing in tonight. But tonight at Wayne County Speedway, the OVSCAs are in town, the Ohio Valley Sprint Car Association. They will be in Wayne County Speedway tonight. It's $2,500 to win. Also, the Super Stocks and Mini Stocks will be racing tonight. Tonight is their summer series points. And then no super late models tonight, but tonight at Wayne County Speedway, they have modifieds and mod lights also. So it sounds like it's going to be a pretty good show. Hopefully the rain holds out. Hopefully nothing gets canceled or delayed due to rain again tonight. If not, it's going to be a great show over there. Make sure you get out to Wayne County Speedway. I believe tonight is $15 general admission. Like any race that goes on at Wayne County, kids 12 and under are always free. And if you want to get into pits, it's $30 for pits. Now, like I said last week, and Ryan has mentioned this a couple times on the show before too, it's not $15 to get in plus $30 for the pits. If you want to get into the racing, but you want a pit pass, it's just $30 that gets you in and in the pits as well. So $30. So an extra $15 and you can get into the pits there at Wayne County Speedway. Plus they have their little beer trailer that they have there and the concession stand, which the concessions are pretty darn good. They've got some pretty good food. They grill everything up right there. So for a little small town short track, they've got a great setup as far as parking goes. Seating is great. The pits are nice. It's a dirt track, so don't go there expecting to not get dirty, because you will get dirty. I still have dirt in my notebooks and everything else sitting here on the desk from last Saturday. So
that'll never go away. That'll never go away.
Yeah, I think my headphones that I took with me are pretty much ruined, because with the rain coming through, they got muddy, not just dirty. So, it's a dirt track. Don't go there expecting to not get dirty. You're going to get a little bit dirty. But, you know, the track.
Dirt's good for you. Dirt's good for you. Good for your complexion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got vitamins in it. I mean, I'm
right.
Still alive. I'm still kicking.
Yeah. And in that interview that we did with Jason last Saturday night, you know, they are working on trying to keep as much dust down as possible. But, I mean, you can only do so much. Depends on what the track is like that night. So, and you know, they put the water down. They do what they can. They work it in. They do the best they can. But, you know, to go there and not expect any dirt is a little far-fetched. But.
Here's my PSA for that. If you don't want to see dirt and you don't want to get dirty, go to the NASCAR race. That's your best shot. Go and stick to asphalt racing. I'd rather keep the dirt. You can only water a track down so much before it becomes a one lane of racing, and then people are going to complain that the racing sucks. I mean, dirt tracks do the best they can to put on the best show. Possible, considering y'all pay for it. You pay to see a race, and if you want to see fireworks, go to a racetrack. It'd be better than seeing any kind of booming blasting in the sky that's going to leave, you know, a mess to clean up later. I'd rather go to the dirt track.
Now I can say though too that the one improvement or upgrade that Wayne County did do for 2019. Is let's say you do want to stay out of the elements, and maybe you want to get out of the humidity or the heat or not get as dirty. They do have for an extra cost, they have some they're calling it their VIP loges there now that they built right up next to the tower. So you know, if you do want to go and not get dirty. Maybe you've got babies or something that you're bringing or whatever it is you're doing, or maybe have a little get together with some people and you want to go in the loges and the private loges. They do have those as well. You'll have to call or check their website to see the pricing on that. But they do have it. So they have something. They try to accommodate everybody as well. So they do have something like that, which I'm sure, again.
I was going to say, if you're in Ohio and you have a birthday in the summer months of when Wayne County runs and you have a child or you love racing, throw a birthday party at the racetrack, especially one of those cool new VIP lounge, you know, things they got going on. I mean, Williams Grove has those too. They have the sky boxes, and Port Royal Speedway, I think they have some now too. It is a new thing happening all across the country for those folks that want to stay air conditioned. Especially maybe if you got loved ones that are a little older that still love racing but want to be at the track but still be able to breathe. I mean, I don't blame you. Go get one of those suckers. I mean, yeah, they cost more, but damn, son, if my birthday was in the summer and I could have a birthday party at a racetrack, you better believe I would.
And I'm sure that the track would love it too, you know, if you worked with them, because Wayne County's got enough area – right there next to their concession stand where they have a tent and a bunch of tables set up. I'm sure they would love to have somebody come in and do a birthday party there and host it. It gets people in the track, maybe gets new fans exposed to the racing, gets kids involved in racing. They have, you know, that's the biggest thing about them too, is kids 12 and under are free, no matter what event. If it's the All-Star Series, the OVSCAs, it doesn't matter who is there that weekend. Kids 12 and under are always free at Wayne County Speedway. And I think that's to help promote kids into racing. They are the future of racing. And to keep them engaged and in the sport, you know, they get in for free. So that's pretty neat that they do that. I'm sure there's other tracks that do it as well. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of tracks in PA that do that for kids 12 and under, 10 and under, you know, in that age group that get in for free. So, you know, a lot of these tracks have websites. If you're traveling for the summer, want to see a different race at a different dirt track or a different small town short track, even if it's asphalt, you know, check out their website, get pricing, get directions, find out where they're at, and hit one of the tracks up, you know, and start keeping a list and check it off your list. Who knows? Maybe you'll be like some former guests of ours, like Corey Simmons and Aaron Creed. You know, they have a list of tracks. I think Corey's up over 115 racetracks he's been to now, small town short tracks. I know Aaron Creed's up around 80. So, you know, these guys have a list of tracks that they've been to. Maybe that's something you could do as well, especially if you do a lot of traveling, is to check out other tracks. That keeps those tracks running as well. As you know, Christine and I mention it all the time about visiting those short tracks. People going is what keeps them open. The tracks that you see shutting down are the ones that attendance has completely dropped off. And it's sad, because once that happens, the track stops putting money into the track because they don't have it. So then drivers stop going because the track is not being taken care of, and it's just a bad domino effect. That's the great thing about Wayne County. If you check them out, all the money goes back into the track, whether it's for the fan experience or for the driver, for the drivers on the track itself. All the money is going back into the track, constantly getting updated, renovated, fixed, worked, whatever it is to make the experience for everybody great. And that's what makes a great track like that so good for the fans and the drivers, is that they're willing to do that. And that's one of the things we talked about last week when I did that live interview with Jason. He's a great guy. Trying to have him on the show again pretty soon. But Christina, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm sure you've got somebody. If not, I do. We'll come back and we'll throw somebody in the penalty box. We'll be right back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
All right, we are back on Saturday morning in the Fast Lane, and we have Christina. We have Christina joining us today. We're down to our last minute and a half, Christina. She's joining us on the Barbasol Shea phone lines. All right, it's that time of the show. It's time for the penalty box. So I know I've been paying attention this week, and I'm sure that you are, and I think I might have seen you tweet something about it. Who is going in the penalty box this week?
It should be no surprise to anyone who I'm going to put in the toolbox, and that would be Brad Keselowski. Man,
yes.
Up. Quit your bitching. Quit crybabying around. He didn't block you. It was practice. This is why you got wrecked 4 out of the last 5 plate races. And guess what? It'll be 5 out of 6 after tonight, because I guarantee you he's not making it through this one.
Yes.
Quit bitching. Drive the damn race car. That's what you get paid millions of dollars to do.
Right.
Shut up and drive.
Yep. So there you go, everybody. It's the end of the show. We had Christina join us today. She's all fired up now. Brad Keselowski has been thrown in the penalty box until next Saturday. He is officially off the ice and out of contention for anything. So, Christina, thank you for joining us today. Thanks for stopping by and spending the morning with us with your Starbucks. It was a great show.
My pleasure.
We got all
My
caught
pleasure.
Up. Yeah. Yeah, I know you love doing it, and it's only an hour in the morning, but you know what? I think we got everything in. We got a preview of shows coming up. We broke down PA Speed Weeks, World of Outlaws, and the All-Stars. Hopefully next week, maybe we can get Jason, maybe get some other drivers or some fans to call in on the show, but we'll see what we can do, and until next Saturday morning, Christina, have a great week and a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too, guys. Enjoy the weekend of racing. If you got sun, enjoy that. If you got rain, try to enjoy that. You know, beer goes well with rain. So with that being said, if he does get wrecked, not my problem. So goodbye, Brad Keselowski.
And Christina with the mic drop. All right, Christina, we'll talk to you later.
All right, peace out, guys.
Bye.
I took some punches, I was beat down. Couldn't lay down, dusted off.